The news all week has been about the Oroville Dam and the ensuing evacuations and the status of that dam. And so it got us to thinking, what about the dams and lakes in our own neck of the woods? On the KSRO live line is the Chief of Operations and Readiness Division for the Army Corps of Engineers in San Francisco, Mike Dillabow. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
How are we doing in terms of our lakes and dams in Sonoma and Mendocino counties?
Just fine. The dams are doing exactly what they were designed to do, which is to catch the peak of the storms, to help reduce potential flooding downstream. And then as soon as a break in the weather occurs, we start releasing water to be prepared for the next storm, which is exactly what happened.
So when you hear the news about what went on at the Oroville Dam, do you sort of replay what's going on locally, or do you pay attention? What's your response?
We make sure, well, even before Oroville, with our standard process, is every time there is a significant amount of water that comes down, what we call an event, we immediately do on-site inspections. We also do annual inspections of the dams, and we do in-depth inspections every 5 years. Now, the annual inspections bring a lot of different engineers. If anything is spotted whatsoever out of place, we immediately start trying to figure out, okay, what do we do? Now, fortunately, none of this happens, so I've been pretty routine. But when you hear something about any dam, you always go, well, what else should I be doing?
Right.
Now, one of the things we started long before Oroville was every time there's a high pool. Now, remember, reservoirs are operated with flood water supply, typically, and then above that there's a flood control space. So when water behind the dam gets to a certain level, what we call a high pool, we immediately instigate from everything from 8 hours to 24/7 as far as inspections of that project goes. To ensure nothing can happen.
Well, one of the concerns every time we get a heavy rainy season, Mike, in the Russian River area, is how much water is going to be released into the river and how will that affect potential flooding circumstances there? I mean, the river residents, as you know, have already been through quite a bit this year. Is there any concern about that circumstance?
Well, the Russian River itself has two federal dams on it, and that controls approximately 18% of the watershed, which means that 72% of the watershed is Mother Nature. So there's always concern that Mother Nature will throw us a curveball. And so we watch very closely the river gauges up and down, and more importantly, two particular spots, which is Hopland and Guerneville.
Right.
The last thing we want to do in the operations of these dams are cause or aggravate any flooding that's occurring. So we make sure before we start any releases from the dams that it's safe to do so, and we account for how fast it takes the water to travel downstream so that when storms start to hit, we taper down the releases as much as we can to allow for safe river levels, well, safe as Mother Nature will allow for the river levels. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes perfect sense to me. Yeah, because there, it just sounds like you must have about 1,000 gauges at your desk at work to try to keep track of all of these things. Now, our levels have got to be sky high in the reservoirs at this point, yes?
They were earlier this week, but this break in weather allowed us, given Guerneville, the flows of Guerneville and Hopland went down, allowed us to lower some. As of midnight last night, we are about 5,000 or 6,000 acre feet above what we would like to be at Coyote Valley Dam, and we're about 30,000 acre feet, 35,000 acre feet above what we'd like to be at Warm Springs Dam. However, those are very much well within the lowest level of concern that we have. And the dams right now are starting to retain water, waiting for these storms to come up, next storm to go by.
Is there a lesson to be learned from the circumstance at the Oroville Dam?
Every time there's a dam failure anywhere in the country, there's always lessons to be learned. It's too early for me to tell you what those lessons are. Detailed investigations have to occur. Corps of Engineers, as well as the state, have teams of people right now on Oroville and others looking at it, and then they'll do what we call an after-action report. And from there, they'll pass it out to the rest of the field saying, hey, folks, be heads up for whatever may have been determined.
Well, Mike, thank you. But thank you very much for spending some time with us this morning. You know, of course, there was natural. There was some concern there. But thanks for allaying our fears this morning.
No problem. It was my pleasure.
That's Mike Dillabaugh from the Army Corps of Engineers in San Francisco.